This is Justin Goulet for the Haze FM, and I have a very special guest with me in studio, and that is another Justin, Justin Blaney. He's an artist featured in Arts on the Credit. Justin, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Justin. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. It's great to have you here. Now, what will you be showcasing during Arts on the Credit?
I'll be showcasing the recent art I've been doing the last couple years. I have two types I do. I do these pixelated portrait type paintings, and I also do these pixelated pattern paintings. So it all basically falls under the pop art category.
Now, how exactly do you create these pieces of art?
How I create them is usually I design them first in Photoshop, so I know exactly what they're going to look like before I pick up a paintbrush. Then with the canvas, I use lots of stickers and stencils and masking tape to get these very precise and accurate pixelated patterns. They're all like in a 1-inch grid square.
Cool. Now, how did you get involved in the arts?
How did I get involved? When I was in kindergarten, I can remember stenciling and drawing pictures like crazy, and it's followed me all the way through my life. In my first year of college, I went to a fundamental, or I took a fundamental fine arts course at Dundas Valley School of Art.
I guess so. The art gene was in you since day one, right?
Yeah, and then from there, I went into graphic design and learned computer programming, and it was kind of actually an interesting jump off from fine art. So I went from fine art to graphic design into computer programming, and it may sound like a little bit of a crazy jump from like programming to fine art, but if you follow the progression, it's actually kind of natural.
So I guess that's why you're doing these pixelated images. It's because of your background in graphic design and computer programming?
Yes and no. Actually, before I took graphic design, I'm going to say 15 years ago, I was downtown Toronto, and there was a large collage on a bus shelter, and it was one large image created by lots of little images. So I went home and decided to try to paint that with solid colors. Then I ended up about 2 years later taking graphic design, and I learned about Photoshop and pixelation, and it kind of blew me away and surprised me. I'm like, oh, wow, this is what I've been doing with my paintings the last couple of years.
That's awesome. How long does it take you to create a painting?
It takes me about 50 hours to create a painting.
Yeah. Is it like a tough thing to do? Do you ever get frustrated, or do you just really, you enjoy it so much that you just take your time and, you know, it's a fun thing to do?
Yes and no. When I come across deadlines, for example, I need to have an art show, or maybe I need to put out a newsletter or something, sometimes I get a little bit rushed, and then it comes more of a chore to just get it done. But generally, I like to take my time and have fun with it.
Well, that's good. That's always good to take your time with something you're passionate about. Mm-hmm. Now, is there anyone or anything that really inspires you?
For my pattern type paintings, I would say I'm inspired by Victor Vassarelli. He's a pattern painter from the early part of the century. And then more recent artists that's creating art now is Chuck Close. I would say inspires me quite a bit.
Wow. So how do you feel when you're creating your art?
I find it really calms me, gives me peace. It's kind of meditative for me.
How long do you plan on taking this path, this artistic journey? Is this a lifelong thing?
Well, it has been so far.
Yeah.
And I'm 39 now, so I don't expect it to stop anytime soon.
Now, is there anything that you're working on right now or that you plan on working on in the future?
Yes, I'm actually priming a canvas now, the last couple days. I just got back from a trip to Morocco. And in Morocco, I took a lot of great photos of sand dunes and sky and Marrakesh. And so out of all these pictures, I've come up with like a really good image that I'm really excited about that I've started to paint.
Now, would you ever consider just doing like standard paintings, like not doing the pixelated arts, anything outside of that?
Well, definitely. This is just the last few years. Well, kind of 15 years ago, I started the pixelated, then I kind of stopped. Now I'm back at it. But over the course of my life, I've done all sorts of types of art. It all depends on my mood, and I get bored of things sometimes, and I just want to try something new. Sometimes I go into sculpture. Sometimes I go into printmaking. So the answer is yes, I will try other things, and I'm actually even working on a mask right now.
Well, so a man of 1,000 talents. How did you get involved in Arts on the Credit?
Last year, I was looking to get involved with some art shows in Port Credit, not specifically that one, and I just found them through Google.
Oh, wow.
And I contacted them, and it was actually very last minute. There was like 2 weeks, I think, before the show started, and then they got me in.
Do you plan on working with Arts on the Credit for the next few years?
Yes, I do.
That's good.
Yeah, it's a great event.
Yeah, of course. And, it's a great way to showcase, upcoming artists or even established artists, all their work. Now, Justin, I think that's all the time we have, but I want to thank you so much for joining me today. It's great stuff, so thank you.
Well, thanks for having me. Well, can I plug my website?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, please come check out my work at justinblaney.com. That's JustinBlaney.com.
And do you have a Twitter or Facebook?
I do, with my same name.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so definitely go check that out and go see Justin's work at Arts on the Credit. That takes place April 27th and 28th from 11 till 5 p.m. at the Waterside Inn in Port Credit. For the Haze FM, I'm Justin Goulet.